Palestine is a land that makes life worth living, wrote national poet Mahmoud Darwish, capturing a profound connection between people and homeland that spans three millennia. While mainstream narratives often present Palestine as merely contested territory, the historical record tells a dramatically different story, one of remarkable continuity and resilience. This isn't just academic history, it's a living legacy that shapes our understanding of one of the world's most misunderstood regions. The persistence of Palestinian identity, despite systematic erasure, represents one of history's most extraordinary examples of cultural survival. The name Palestine first appeared in Egyptian inscriptions around 1150 BCE, referring to the Pelasit people of the southern Levant. This territory and its inhabitants were continuously documented across millennia, from Ramesses III's temple inscriptions to Assyrian clay tablets mentioning Palashtu. Herodotus called it Palestine around 450 BCE and described its unique agricultural practices. A century later, Aristotle referenced the Dead Sea in Palestine in his scientific works. These were deliberate identifications of a recognized entity with distinct characteristics. While countless ancient place names disappeared with changing empires, Palestine endured through Ptolemaic, Roman, Byzantine, and Islamic periods. Archaeological evidence supports this continuity, from Bronze Age cities to distinctive Philisto-Arabian coins circulating throughout the Mediterranean by the 6th century BCE, demonstrating Palestine's economic autonomy. When Emperor Hadrian designated the province of Syria Palestina in 135 CE, he formalized the name already centuries old. Under Byzantine rule, Palestine was organized into three interconnected provinces, a structure that influenced administrative divisions for centuries. The Byzantine period transformed Palestine into a Mediterranean intellectual center. Caesarea Palestina's library housed 30,000 manuscripts, attracting scholars like Origen and Eusebius, while Gaza became known as the Athens of Asia through its school of rhetoric, where scholars blended Hellenistic philosophy with Christian Neoplatonism. The Arab-Muslim conquest in 637-638 CE preserved much of this cultural framework. The new province of Jund Philistine maintained many Byzantine boundaries, with the capital moved to newly founded Al-Ramla. For five centuries, Palestine kept its distinct identity while integrating into the Islamic world. 10th century Al-Ramla exemplified this cultural synthesis. Its white mosque dominated the skyline as markets thrived. Geographers praised it as the capital of Palestine, a beautiful and well-built city with abundant fruits and prosperous commerce. Palestine thrived economically under Islamic rule. By the 9th century, Jund Philistine generated 500,000 gold dinars in annual tax revenue, exceeding Damascus, Homs, or Jordan. The combined taxes from Palestine's two provinces surpassed half of all taxes raised in Abbasid Mesopotamia. This prosperity came from sophisticated industries and agricultural exports, connecting Palestine to global trade networks. Al-Maqdisi noted Palestine contained 36 products not found thus united in any other land, including olives, silk, cotton, soap, and textiles. Palestinian silk became so renowned it gave rise to the English word gauze from Gaza, while Palestinian glasswork from Al-Khalil reached markets as far as India. An overlooked chapter in Palestinian history is the emergence of an autonomous state in the 18th century under Daher al-Umar al-Zaidani, 1689-1775. As the Ottoman Empire weakened, al-Umar established what scholars call al-Dawla al-Qutriya, territorial state in Palestine, controlling territory from Lebanon to Gaza with Acre as its capital. Al-Umar's indigenous Palestinian state rose during Palestine's cotton boom, which supplied industrializing Europe, particularly British textile mills in Manchester. This trade created economic prosperity throughout the region. Under his rule, Acre transformed from a small village into a fortified metropolitan center with 25,000 inhabitants. He founded modern Haifa in 1764 to 1765, expanded Nazareth significantly, and implemented policies promoting religious tolerance and public health. By 1768, the Ottoman regime recognized al-Umar's authority, granting him the title Sheikh of Acre, Emir of Nazareth, Tiberias, Safed, and Sheikh of all Galilee. Nearly two centuries before the British mandate, Palestinians had already experienced autonomous rule under a leader who modernized cities, developed international trade, and created lasting institutions. While Palestinian nationalism as a modern political movement emerged in the late 19th century, consciousness of Palestine as a distinct territory has much deeper roots. Palestinian Muslim scholars from the 10th-17th centuries referred to Palestine, Philistine, as our country, Biladuna. Khair ad-Din al-Ramli, 1585-1671, a Palestinian jurist, demonstrated through his legal rulings that the name Philistine remained in active use among indigenous Palestinians throughout the Ottoman period, contradicting claims that the term was forgotten until reintroduced by Europeans. Palestine's economic autonomy is evidenced by its monetary system. Cities minted distinctive coins with inscriptions like Be Philistine that circulated throughout the Mediterranean and along the Silk Road. The region's cosmopolitan centers facilitated exchange between merchants from various cultures, creating a distinctive Palestinian territorial identity within the broader Islamic world. By the early 20th century, Palestinian intellectuals like Khalil Baydos were articulating a distinct Palestinian identity that merged ancient heritage with modern nationhood. Baydos's 1898 translation used terms like Palestine and Sons of Palestine without explanation, indicating these concepts were already commonly understood. This territorial consciousness found expression in newspapers like Falastin, established in 1911 by Orthodox journalists in Jaffa. Their use of colloquial Falastin rather than literary Filastin connected Palestinian identity to ordinary people beyond educated elites. After 1948, with Israel controlling nearly 80% of historic Palestine following the Nakba, the politics of naming intensified. The Israeli Governmental Names Committee began Hebraicizing Palestinian geography, with their 1956 report revealing that names for archaeological sites often merely mimicked Arabic word sounds to create Hebrew alternatives. Palestinians have responded to this erasure through cultural production, serving as both documentation and resistance, including traditional art, ethnographic documentation, cartography, oral histories, digital archives, and books chronicling destroyed villages. Despite systematic erasure attempts, Palestine's history endures in ancient inscriptions, medieval manuscripts, Ottoman records, and living memories. The name Palestine, first documented about 3,200 years ago, has outlived empires and religious transformations. Mahmoud Darwish's poetry exemplifies cultural resistance, celebrating Palestine's complex heritage rather than narrow nationalism. His work combines olive grove imagery with identity meditations, viewing Palestinian identity as a tapestry of all cultures that shape the region. Digital initiatives like Palestine Open Maps serve memory and resistance by digitizing pre-1948 survey maps and overlaying them with satellite imagery, allowing Palestinians worldwide virtual access to physically denied spaces. This historical continuity persists in Palestinian cultural practices, from traditional farming to dialects preserving ancient words. As Murad Barghouti wrote, "It is easy to blur the truth with a simple linguistic trick. Start your story from secondly. Recovering Palestine's history restores the systematically erased firstly." The persistence of Palestinian identity despite displacement demonstrates the profound connection between people and place, maintained through tangible heritage like keys to abandoned homes and intangible practices like the annual olive harvest. This living heritage inspires resistance and creativity among Palestinians fighting for recognition, proving history isn't just written by the powerful, but remembered and reclaimed by those who refuse to disappear.